something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
How did the Leafs and Oilers make out in the Connor McDavid Cup?
We take your Twitter questions.
And we play a double shot of Hit the Post. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
Let me ask you this right quick, you know what I mean?
Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, Jeremy. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing fantastic, and let's tell people where we are.
Let's set the stage for the people. I'm in Montreal, and I feel okay saying that because by the time the folks hear this, I'll be back home. And the reason I'm here is because I'm working on a TV show for YTV with Samantha Bee, who you might know as one of the correspondents on The Daily Show.
Amazing, hilarious woman.
She's very funny and as kind and as awesome as you hope she would be when you meet her in person. So this show is called Game On. It's going to be on YTV. The gist of it is a 14-year-old boy has his every coming-of-age gaffe commented on by two sportscasters he doesn't know are there. And it's funny because when the breakdown went out for the casting, they said they were looking for Jay and Dan types.
Nice.
So I don't know if I'm Jay or Dan. Maybe she's Jay and I'm Dan.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell.
But you're both I'm sure could do both of those type characters. One of you, who would be the straight person? Dan is the straight guy.
Well, I'd say I'm more of the straight guy and she's more okay. Of the comedy person.
Well, there you go. And it's similar to us where you're straight and I'm just nuts.
Well, it's kind of a dance, isn't it? A relationship between two people, especially in entertainment, because you want to make room for each other and give each other space to tell stories and stuff. And you want to also get your moments in. And it's best when you can share the heavy lifting. I feel like that's what we do on this show. And that's certainly what Sam and I do on Game On.
Yeah, I don't think we're really trying to do anything other than have a lively conversation, which is it's funny because this is pretty much the only time we talk.
I know.
The week, so.
And people ask all the time, like, how did you guys meet and how did you guys become friends? And you guys must have some crazy stories from the road. The truth is we haven't spent that much time together.
Yeah. I mean, it's been good times every time that we did hang out.
Super good.
And that's why we've always wanted to do something together. And this works out. But it's actually, I think it adds to the interest of the podcast and the idea of this as a show because we're kind of learning things as we go about
it's
each
like
other.
People are listening to our courtship. They're eavesdropping on us on a first date that's lasted a year already.
Yes.
So, Jeremy, about an hour and a half ago, I called to order room service at this hotel. And
nice.
The guy takes
and you
my
can
order.
Even, you, sorry, you can even say where you are, can't you? Because it's like you're not going to be there tomorrow.
Like the name of the hotel?
Yeah, like if you like it, you can give them a shout out, perhaps.
Not to brag, but it's the Embassy Suites Montreal. And if you were here tonight, you would know that there must be some type of college graduation party because
nice.
The hallways reek of illicit substances and the elevators are jammed with people marinating in Drakkar Noir.
It just smells like fun everywhere except
just
for
smells
your
like
room.
Fun. If you inhale deeply, you can smell carpet cleaner and fun. So I order room service, a burger and a salad, an hour and a half ago. An hour goes by, and my burger's not here. And in typical Canadian fashion, I'm torn between, well, I'm sure they're busy. I don't want to pester them. So finally, after an hour and 10 minutes, I call them back, apologize first. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I ordered a burger over an hour ago, and the guy pulls, it's the new right on. The guy goes, oh, do you want to know what happened? I forgot to ask you your room number, and I couldn't call you back, so...
You're kidding me. That
happened
in a hotel.
I don't know how I feel about the chuckle.
Yeah, he was laughing about it?
Yeah, like kind of a nervous laugh, but sorry about the mix-up, but you understand. I couldn't, what was I going to do, call every room in the hotel? And I mean...
The fact that he's like, you understand, like I didn't know your room number, like, oh yeah, because there's no caller ID because you're in a hotel and that's the first thing that you know is where I'm calling you from.
So when I called, he said 20 to 30 minutes. How many minutes would you wait before you blow him up?
Like after this phone call?
Yeah. If
or
he
like
says 20 to 30 minutes, how many minutes before you're calling to say, where's my burger? Because I waited an hour and 10. And in retrospect, that's too long.
I've done that in the past. Usually if it's an hour, there's like you call down and there's something is clearly wrong.
Something
depends.
Was amiss.
I've always had this weird thing where I find it shows up too fast, generally.
Like, you try to time it, you're going to order it and hop in the shower, and then you're in the shower and the guy's knocking?
I think I got like a good 30 minutes maybe, or 20 minutes, and it's like 5-10 minutes sometimes it seems like, and all of a sudden it's coming, and you're all like, man, this is, all right. You crush it, and then you're off to your deal. I've spent so many hours upon hours just sitting in hotel rooms, just spanning time, and I know the feeling.
Oh, man. How many hotels would you say, conservatively, you've stayed in your life?
I don't know, but because we were blessed with the hotel, you get your own room deal kind of thing as a band early, like in the, 1997 or something like that. So it was a good solid 15 years of just kind of hanging out, having, when you're in a place that sucks, like Hartford on a Sunday, that's just not a good place to hang out. There's just nothing going on. It's not the coolest place. There's certain cities where that's closed and you just feel like you're stuck in a hotel room and you hang out. And it's actually nice sometimes to be in like a place like New York to, play records and hang out in your hotel room. There's a feeling to the city that you can kind of enjoy even from the room. You kind of feel the energy, but there's other places that just have that complete opposite. You know what I mean?
So walk me through the day in the life of a rock band. Like how much time? I always imagine that it's the 22 hours a day you're trying to kill. That's what gets people in trouble. Like when you're on stage, it kind of makes sense.
It's the time to burn because there's, when you're, say, for example, if you're on the road for like 8 months straight, like when I was young, you kind of get worn out fast of the touring a city or seeing the monuments. Like it just starts to, because you're in a different place every other day, you don't care anymore. You just want to kind of find some kind of solid routine and something that will bring perspective to like the movement of everything.
Did you do that in the early days though? Like you actually going to go see a monument or something?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when you're in Europe for the first time, how do you not go see the Eiffel Tower when you're in Paris?
You know,
or when you're in London, you just go and do all the stuff. I remember doing that. I remember one time actually being in London, like in the late 90s, and then going to the British Museum and seeing certain things in there. And then like 12 years later, being in London, like staying right beside that museum and just kind of walking in thinking, oh, I've never been here. And then seeing things, oh no, this is like, I've been here, but I don't remember really until now that I was here before. And that's kind of weird too when that happens. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but it's odd.
I watched the Jack Black movie. I was working on a show. I was actually in Honolulu and I had to travel to Halifax 3 times in a 2-week period or something. I was working on Trailer Park at the same time. And I watched Nacho Libre with Jack Black in it 3 times. And midway through the third time, I was like, oh my gosh, I've seen this before. But that's how burnt I was.
Wow.
So you finish a rock show, you pound a couple Frosty Soldiers, and then you get on the bus typically, right?
Well, if you're going to the next city, yeah.
So you get to the next city at 8 in the morning and you check in at the Hilton Garden Inn?
Yeah. Yeah, and you spend all day kind of waiting around for maybe sound check. If not, you're just kind of busy until 8 that night. So you got to kill hours upon hours. And when I was drinking all the time, drinking was kind of one way to pass the time, and getting stoned out of my mind was the other.
So what was the, on average, what was the earliest time of day that you pounded your first drink?
When I got up.
Wow.
Like hit the minibar and crushed some vodka.
Just take the edge off.
Yeah, bad. Well, I mean, not just bad in terms of routine and getting in that habit, but it was more just like, well, why not?
What else are you going to do?
When you got what's happening? Let's pound a couple drinks.
You're in Akron, Ohio. It's Tuesday morning. What else are you going to do?
Yeah. So, I mean, and then there was, the romanticism of your idols at the time when you're young. And when I first was, I guess, getting into musicians, I was just into the person and what they did. But then you romanticize the concept of why these why Jimi Hendrix was banged up all the time. You wonder why was Johnny Cash, why was Bob Dylan, why were the Beatles, why was everybody so out of it? And I think you just get used to that cocoon of the road, and not saying I'm that, but anybody who's on the road for 7-8 months straight, it doesn't matter how big you are, if you're at some level of success to the point where you have your own place and you're kind of always wanting to be on your own, it definitely affects you in a weird way. It's kind of creepy in a sense. So you kind of are constantly trying to escape in small ways, whether that be medicinally. Some people start popping pills, whatever it is. They're just always trying to get out of the fact that they're in this kind of bubble floating around and nothing's really changing.
And then how weird is it when you get off the road and you're supposed to do your own laundry? Like, you've been fed and shuttled around everywhere and then suddenly you're on your own. That must be weird in its own way.
Yeah, you learn that stuff. I think by being here with the family and Lisa, it's definitely gives me she's totally about routine and getting stuff done when it's problematic and dealing with it at the moment. So when you're on the road, people are doing that stuff for you. So the last 10 years, I've kind of assimilated the lifestyle of acting on things as they come and dealing with them. And, if that from whatever problems around the house to whatever things that need to be done, just you act on them as opposed to letting things go get finished by others, you know?
It's really smart, isn't it? Dealing with stuff as it comes up.
Yeah, for sure. It is. It makes all the sense in the world. I mean, you don't even realize how much dust collects in a house.
It's true.
And you don't clean the floors.
Are you a good house cleaner, bud?
What?
Are you a good housekeeper?
I'm not bad. I'm pretty good. I like to fire the vacuum around. I'm not as good as Jermaine Jackson. I've heard he's quite the vacuumer.
Wow.
I'm not even lying. I saw some TV show where he was like, man, it just makes me relax. And he's like vacuuming, and they're showing him vacuuming.
What is he wearing? That, like, what is special he listening thing to on while he's the vacuuming?
Jacksons? What's that?
What is he wearing and what is he listening to while he's vacuuming?
He's just kind of snapping around, firing the thing around like he's got skills. Like, imagine you vacuumed and you like to vacuum, and this is someone videotaping you 40 years after the fact that this is your thing. This is you in your solace moment getting down.
He's got a Dyson.
Your connection to time. They remember there was it was a short-lived reality show with the Jacksons.
Yeah, it was brutal.
It was brutal, but I wish it had gone on because it was just like a train wreck. And it was pretty funny. Like, the idea of a reality show, isn't it like, the worse off the situation, the more entertaining? Like, because that was really like that. Like, they all were just hanging out and not really doing anything and talking about going into the studio. Like, oh, I got to go on lockdown, telling all their wives and stuff that, oh, we're going into the studio, we're on lockdown, we can't mess around. And then, like, they're in the studio and they're just, like, hanging out, and one of them wants to go do a dance routine and the other one wants to, like, go out and hang out and go eat lunch. It's just total train wreck.
What a trip.
They don't get anything done. Yeah. I thought that would have been a hit.
Well, maybe you guys should make the Taggarts. I'd watch that show.
I would watch a show up with my mom and dad. I mean, somebody needed... that would have been hilarious 10 years ago. It's not as funny right now, but just their back and forth alone is worth hearing.
Worth the price of admission.
Oh, unbelievable.
So we asked folks on Twitter if they had any questions for us tonight. We got one from Scott Gillette asking if we could have a celebrity co-host on Taggart and Torrance, who would that be?
Well, the show isn't really anything without us talking, so I don't know how we could... It would be different. So I'm sure we could joke around and say it would be fun to do with others, but it changes the chemistry. That's
changes
for sure.
The color of the water. But if it was any person living or dead, I don't think we'd say no to John Candy if he wanted to sit in.
No, that would be good. Like, we could add a third into the mix. Like, John Candy is good. Obviously, Jay and Dan either or are great. I know there's good chemistry there with all the four of us.
Yep, it's true.
But in terms of other people, I don't know. I don't really listen to a lot of radio people that are I could, you know, other than the great sports people or the great news talk people that we have the pleasure of talking to now and again. Those guys, it's a different thing, you know. And I guess it's more the podcast stuff that I don't really listen to either.
It's true. There's only so much time in the day, and I find that with TV shows because there's so much good TV out there right now, and you find yourself in a conversation with someone who's asking you six or seven shows in a row, like, do you watch this? Do you watch that? Do you watch this? Do you watch that? And it's the same with movies. It's hard with a young family to be up on everything.
Well, let alone a sitcom or something. Like, if this Better Call Saul show is as good as Breaking Bad, like, that's hard for me to fit an hour in the week for me and Lisa to enjoy a show because you're just firing things around and then you miss it. But I guess with the beauty of recording now, you can catch it and watch it later or whatever. People now have these things where they just download stuff from the internet right away where they don't even have a cable anymore.
When you don't even really get the joy of waiting for a show. I mean, do you have any shows that you watch at a certain time on a certain night?
Not really. I mean, like I used to when I was a kid watch Barney Miller.
Of course. But nowadays, It's not like, oh, Wednesday at 8:30, we have to be sitting in front of the TV.
Yeah, sitting in front of the TV is, again, I think Breaking Bad was probably the last show I can think of that was enjoyable in that regard.
Yeah, same for me. It was The Bachelor. Vic Vinegar wants to know, who are Taggart's top five favorite bands?
My top five favorite bands. How about we go down your top five favorite bands while I turn my furnace off so it's not so loud in the room?
Is that code for something?
That's Canadianity. That's Canadianity fixing the sound in your show while you're doing the show here by fixing sound, meaning I'm turning off the furnace.
I don't even think I could name my top five favorite bands. I certainly go through phases, and at different times in my life I've had them. But I don't even know if there are five bands that I would exclusively put on a list at this point. I mean, Lightfoot's my all-time.
Yeah.
He's not a band, but he's a bot.
I guess we could say top five Canadian would make it easier because it's hard to just pick five of your favorite bands of all time for me, for sure.
Who are your top five Canadian bands?
But top five Canadian is easier. Like I'd say The Band, probably because it's four-fifths of them are Canadian. They're incredible. But also the Guess Who would be up there just for what they accomplished early in their career and just the fact that they kind of stuck around and stood the test of time. Got to give them props. I like Blue Rodeo are a great band. Who else there?
You love Tragically the Blue Rodeo.
Tragically Hip are a classic Canadian band. How do you not put them in your top five just because of what they've accomplished and still continue? They're out with their Fully Completely tour right now, crossing the country,
crushing,
just packing the arenas.
And such nice dudes. And you hear of a lot of young bands who, you know, got a big break and got to open for them. And they'd come down to the hotel in the morning and the Hip had paid for their rooms. Like, just really classy gentlemen.
Absolutely. Always had a good time with those guys and still always see them. So, is that four there?
I think that's four.
Let me think.
And then B44 probably. Or the Moffats.
That's like your go-to bands, those two bands always.
It's because I like to imagine you driving in your car listening to B44 and like you have this guilty pleasure that no one knows about. And I keep hoping that I'm going to bust you on one of these that you'll be like, I listen to that. So far it hasn't happened.
Yeah, well, doesn't happen. I don't... Number five, somebody asked here on what's my favorite East Coast band. That's a good question. I like Hey Rosetta. They're coming here this week to Toronto.
They're great.
They're a great band from
Slow Coaster.
Yeah.
It's a good band. Really, it's a robust and rich Canadian music scene right now.
It is.
So not is. Brad.
Winter Sleep is another great East Coast great band.
Not Brad asked, can you tell a story about being on Joe Schmo 2? I was on the show called Joe Schmo 2, and it was on Spike Network. It was a fake reality show, and the idea was a bunch of actors played reality show stereotypes, like the male model, and the not nice girl, and the dumb girl, and the jock, the player, those kind of people. my character was named Geralt, and he was the gotta be gay guy. Like, I think he's gay, but I'm not really sure. So then there was a real guy and a real girl who were unaware that they were on a show with a bunch of actors. So the idea is there's kind of a script, and we put these people on this moving sidewalk of absurdity. And then at the end, it's like, hey, guess what? The joke is on you, but thanks for being a good sport. Here's a check for $100,000.
Nice.
So the very first day, the very first thing we were doing was a parody of what they do on all reality shows. In this show, it was called the Black Ball Elimination Ceremony, based on first impressions. So the marks, the real people, had gone through months of psychological testing, like to find out if they were crazy, if they were had some mental challenges, or if they would be able to withstand the kind of pressure that comes with being on a show. So the idea was there were several people of visible ethnicity who would be eliminated right away based on first impressions. Obviously a parody of what reality shows do.
Mm-hmm.
An unforeseen circumstance happened, which is one of the actors' mics died and they had to just switch out the batteries. Not a big deal. But the female schmo turns to the African-American woman beside her and says, so how did they find you for this? And she says, my agent called me yesterday. Yikes, so the female mark was like, what? I've been going through months of psychological testing to be a contestant on this show. What do you mean your agent called you yesterday? So she was on to us before we were even in the mansion. So long story short,
tough.
She ended up coming over to the dark side because she just kept busting us at every turn, thinking, is this a show? I feel like I'm on a show. I feel like this is a prank show, and we didn't want her to contaminate the guy. What no one saw coming is that the guy actually fell for the actress playing the Bachelorette. So during the finale episode, when there was supposed to be a big, exciting balloon drop and a confetti drop, and guess what, bud? The whole thing was a joke. Isn't that funny? When the Bachelorette broke this news to the guy, he said, you're a C word, because he was actually really falling for her.
Yeah.
And it was this terrible, heinous moment. And all I heard in the silence was someone say, hold the balloon drop. It was one of the assistant directors going, don't drop the balloons.
No, imagine.
Pretty crazy.
Wow.
No one had considered that he might actually fall for her. It was bad.
Let's have a little break here.
Come back, will you?
Where's my beer chair?
Hey, bud.
Welcome back to Taggart and Torrance. The Edmonton Oilers were in town to play Toronto tonight, and it was kind of a Taggart versus Torrance, Leafs versus Oilers. No Taylor Hall in the Oilers' defense, but there was no Oilers' defense otherwise. 5-1 was the score. People were calling it the toilet bowl. People were calling it the jack-off because the loser would get Jack Eichel. I guess that's looking how it's going to shake down. Buffalo might end up getting Connor McDavid, and then it's a race to see who gets Jack Eichel.
It is. It's going for the hair. I like his hair. Right? Eichel's got a good little fro going.
Oh, he's got a sick flow, bruh.
Yeah, yeah, I like it. Either of those guys are, game-changing franchise players. So obviously McDavid is the Crosby-esque, and I don't think it gets much better than him. But Eichel definitely is no second place that you would cry about.
I was kind of underwhelmed by Eichel at the World Juniors, though, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, well, that happens sometimes. I mean, look at McDavid last year in the World Juniors. It's different when you're playing with a team. Sometimes guys just can't play with others because they're thinking ahead of them. They're throwing the puck where guys are supposed to be, and that kind of happens with players like Eichel and even Crosby when he plays in the Olympics. It still has that quality where you don't really know where it's coming from, and sometimes the guys that are playing with them just can't keep up, no matter who they are.
Justin Matthias asks, what are your thoughts on Deanie Petty?
Deanie Petty. I don't know much about Deanie Petty. Do you? I'm sure you have a Deanie Petty story. You must have been on her show.
In the Canadian, we haven't talked about Canadian talk shows. Maybe that's something we should do at some point, because you had your Vicky Gabbros.
Yeah.
You had your Deanie Petties. Yeah. You had your Shirley Solomons. And then you had your Camilla Scotts.
Pamela Wallen.
Yeah. Mike Bullard.
Yeah.
Ralph Ben-Murgy.
Yeah.
There's quite a list of folks that have had talk shows in Canada.
And Deanie, they're all still around.
Was it Deanie Petty who had the accident in the airplane bathroom where the plane suddenly hit turbulence and she flew up to the roof of the airplane bathroom and really hurt herself? And I think she needed some reconstructive surgery. And I think she got a big settlement.
Wow, I don't know, but that's a crazy story.
It was either Deanie Petty or Shirley Solomon. Chad Trappett asks, do you think we can see Taggart in a future episode of Trailer Park Boys? Well, boy, I would love that.
That would be bad styles. That would be fun.
Who would you play on Trailer Park?
I think the thing about it, yeah, because I don't like it when it's like, hey, that's him. Except for, obviously, Alex Lifeson. The way they brought him in was classic, and that's just part of the early beauty of the show. But I think I could fit in just style-wise in a weird way somewhere, totally. Somehow. Yeah.
How'd you feel about banging Randy?
That would be classic. I think I could do a really good creepy guy friend of Randy.
And your celebrity couple name would be Jerandy.
Yeah, sure.
And maybe Mr. Leahy gets really jealous.
And I've just lost myself and I don't know where to go and somehow find some odd connection with Patrick Roach.
Well, you must have a connection with Patrick Roach.
I do. I always have a good time with him. He likes really to get things going. When he gets it going, he's classic. Back when I partied, he knows what I'm talking about in terms of me getting excited and really taking a room together. Because Patrick, boy, he has a good time.
He likes to throw down.
Yes. 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 Hey, what do you guys think of Jeremy's Wikipedia picture? Yankees hat, drink in hand. Yes, terrible, terrible photo. I don't do anything to Wikipedia. I don't pick the photos. I don't know how that picture got there. It was at the time when Johnny Damon was playing for the Yankees, and he gave me that toque, and I was wearing it and supporting him because I wasn't the fan of the Jays at the time. Because the Jays turned me off for some period. There was a period from when Bobby Cox lost in 1985 and my dad lost it. A part of me kind of lost it where I didn't even enjoy the World Series victories. And I didn't really come back to the team until the last 7 years or so. I don't know. I guess Halladay kind of brought me back, but just there was a feeling of, and I think it's brought on by my dad, and I got over it.
Where'd you cross paths with Johnny Damon?
I just met him with my friend Grant Smith in a bar in Toronto just one night, and he just was a big fan of music and wanted to hang out at some concerts, so we just got to know each other. And he's just a good dude, really nice guy. I went to his wedding.
Did you really?
It was crazy. It was a good time. I've told the stories of going to his wedding with Brian Johnson there and jamming with Brian Johnson.
Was Wade Boggs there?
Wouldn't that be incredible? No, but the whole, it was in 2004, so all of the Red Sox were there that year. So it was all the Ortiz and all those classic fellas.
So what do those guys do at a wedding? Pretty low key, or do they get real banged up?
I remember seeing an owner from the Red Sox getting wheeled around in a wheelchair because he was so banged up. And at one point, I walked by him in the hall. He was by himself beside a plant in the wheelchair, just passed right out. This is like one of the owners.
And he didn't even normally sit in a wheelchair? That was just for support?
Man, no.
Oh my gosh.
He was running around and then dancing and then to the point where he couldn't even walk anymore. And just being left alone, it was the Ritz and Carlton. He's just in a hallway by himself. One of the owners of the Boston Red Sox just slumped over in a wheelchair by a plant.
Somebody get a wheelchair for Mr. Matheson.
Yeah.
He's a little overserved.
Yeah.
Man, you've been some crazy places in your life, bruh.
Well, you've had some crazy experiences on your end yourself.
Back by popular demand, we're going to play Hit the Post again.
Yes.
And it makes me really excited, and it makes me really nervous, because it was lightning in a bottle the first time, and I think we've upped the stakes a little bit this time. We've picked five songs each. We've included the CanCon rule, so a percentage of them are Canadian.
Yeah.
Percentage of them is Canadian. Yeah. And I, in my song selection, I picked grooves that I could really hear you talking over. I didn't necessarily go for the longest time to vocal.
That's cool.
But I wanted to pick grooves that I imagined your voice riffing over. Nice. What was your strategy in picking songs?
I do it for a good time. I'm not necessarily looking to try and, you know, take you down. Because I know I'm just trying to think of songs where it makes me laugh in my head thinking that you're talking over.
Well, it's also not even about winning in a way. When you hit the post, I was genuinely stoked. It was really fun.
On Unskinny Bop.
Yeah.
When I hit the
post. You nailed her, bud.
Hell, you killed the post the first time. So let's get into it. Do you wanna get right into it?
Let's take a quick break.
Yeah, let's take a quick
break. Just to get our heads in the game.
Get our heads in the game.
And we're gonna play Hit the Post round two on Taggart and Torrance right after this. So one more caveat. All of the stations that we came up with for each other had to have an animal in the name.
Yes.
So you have that to look forward to. We'll take a break on TNT. Hit the Post 2 coming right up after this.
Would you like some egg and beans? Fuck off! You're not my mom!
And we're ready to hit the post.
Welcome back to Taggart and Torrance. If you didn't listen to episode 27, here's how Hit the Post works. There is a time to vocal in songs. That's when the DJ uses the time to insert patter before the vocal starts. In radio terms, it's called hitting the post if you finish the patter just as the vocal kicks in. So this is round two. Who's going to go first?
I think you should go first because you rocked it last week.
Okay, so we know all the stations have to be animals. So what is the station, first of all? Or do you want to give me the song first?
I believe your first song is Kim Mitchell, All We Are.
Oh my gosh, okay.
And the station that you'll be working from is 104.4, the Woodpecker in Grand Prairie.
Oh my gosh, okay. All We Are, Kim Mitchell, 104.4, the Woodpecker in Grand Prairie. And what shift is it? Or should we make it all Saturday night?
Yeah, let's do it Saturday night because it is.
All right. Okay, here comes Hit the Post.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
I can already hear the doom, ba-doom, ba-doom.
Yes.
Here we go.
Hitting the post.
Grand Prairie, Jonathan Torrens along with you on this Saturday night. How you feeling? What are you doing? You out for a couple of drinks with your buds? Just get home from the game? It's a cold Saturday night, going down to minus 30 tonight, find somebody to snuggle up close to. Got a little Kim Mitchell on the way for you. Captain Kim. He was down with the OPP. Oh my gosh, I missed it!
Yeah, it's a little shorter than you think.
I thought it was going to kick in and have eight more bars of vampery.
I know, that's what's sneaky about Hit the Post, bud. You never know. But right away, the PD's listening and going, damn!
Darn it! I would be fired!
Oh, man.
Okay, zero for me.
Okay.
Okay, bud. Your turn to hit the post. Your station is 101.7 The Wolf in Rivière-du-Loup.
Rivière-du-Loup.
And your song is, because Lou is French for wolf, your song is Paola's Eyes of a Stranger.
Oh, man.
101.7, The Wolf, in Rivière-du-Loup.
About to hit the post.
Man, I would have said I knew All We Are. I got snookered.
That's okay. It's okay. We got five this week. Okay, bud?
Okay, bud. I'm still in the game.
Okay. Here we go. Eyes of a Stranger, Paola.
On 101.7, The Wolf.
101.7, The Wolf. How you doing? It's Jeremy Taggart here. 101.7, The Wolf. Whatever happened to these guys? One of them became a big fancy producer, I think. Did some rock and roll albums. Dr. Feelgood. He did the Black Album, I believe, by Metallica. You knew who it is yet? believe they think Vancouver boys, big producers. You're listening to The Wolf and Riviera de Loup. Quebec's best rock. It's the Payolas. Eyes of a Stranger.
Yeah, that was sick. That was great. My favorite part is that you're playing yourself, but you adopt this whole guy.
That worked.
That was good. Oh my God. That's a nice groove for you to talk over, too. You killed it. Okay, 1-0.
Oh my God, that was ridiculous.
That was really good.
That was fun to do that, actually.
Okay, where am I going, bud?
Okay. I'm not sure the order I have here, but I think you have Lover Boy.
Okay.
Turn Me Loose.
Oh, good one. And where's the station?
Your station is 92.7 The Puffin in Point Pelee.
It's a lot of peas.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It's 92.7 The Puffin. Okay, and Turn Me Loose by Loverboy, and it's a Saturday night rock show. Okay, coming at you. Hey, Point Pelee, Jonathan Torrens with you on this Saturday night. How are you feeling out there? You remember this tune, Loverboy. Bunch of BC buds. Mike Reno is the lead singer, famous for wearing a headband. You wearing a headband tonight? You with your loved ones gathered around the fire? What are you up to this Saturday? Why don't you call me? At the Puffin, Point Pelee's only choice for rock. You can get us online at pointpeleethepuffin.org or call me at 1-800-PUFFIN. Here's Loverboy and Turn Me Loose.
Nice, you got it. You stretched it out perfect.
I had to go to the website, bud. That was a Hail Mary. Website and the phone number.
You had to go to the website.
1-1.
Mike Reno, headband. Yeah, you definitely got it.
Oh, man. It's funny how you fall back on defaults, like what the weather's doing, wondering where folks are tonight. There's something magical about Saturday night.
Oh, man.
So we're tied at 1.
Yep.
You're at 88.9 The Falcon in St. John, New Brunswick.
Oh, man.
88.9 The Falcon. And the song is TLC, Waterfalls.
Oh, man.
I think this groove you can really get behind.
I'm not sure how long it goes.
That's part of hitting the post, bud.
That's part of
you don't know where the post is, and you got to hit her.
You got to know. You just got to feel it out. This is like Jedi post.
In St. John, TLC, Waterfalls. Your chance to take a 2-1 lead.
I got it. Good evening. It's Jeremy Taggart here, working, living, just like you are. Hope your night's all right. Mine's feeling pretty good. Remember these three girls? One of them.
One of them what, sorry?
Sorry, I find this funny. One of them's not with us anymore. God rest your soul. It just totally blew it. Trying to save it.
Oh my gosh. You're trying to find it. You back yourself into a so one of them's not with us hole. And so chipper about it. One of them's not with us anymore. It's 1-1.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a break for a second here. I got to take a break.
Hit the post, round two, part two, coming right up on TNT. Please don't go anywhere.
Cocktail, please.
Okay, we're back. We're all set now. I'm all I'm all ready to go here. We're going to get your next one going. Are you ready?
Yeah, hit me.
Okay. You have Ghostbusters, the Ghostbusters theme. You know that, classic.
Twiddle-weird-it.
Is it Ray Parker Jr.? Yeah, Ray Parker Jr.
Okay. Wasn't there a thing with the Ghostbusters theme and didn't somebody see somebody? Billy Ocean.
Yeah, Billy Ocean. Ever as Caribbean Queen, I think.
Really? Or,
yeah, there was another song. Get Into My Car, I think. Remember that one?
Get out of my dreams.
Yeah.
Get into my car. Okay, Ghostbusters theme song.
Yeah, Ghostbusters theme song. And you are at the Garter Snake in Airdrie.
Oh my god.
87.7, the Garter Snake in Airdrie.
The Garter Snake. In Airdrie. Ghostbusters.
In Airdrie.
Here, I'm going to try to hit the post. Listen up. Hey, Airdrie. How are you, Garter Snakers, on this Saturday night? Let me ask you a question. Is there something strange going on in your neighborhood? What are you up to? Having a barbecue? Having some friends over? It's Jonathan Torrens in with you on this Saturday night. You remember this one? We're going back to 1980-something. Don't want to date myself. It's Ray Parker Jr., with Ghostbusters.
Oh, he just nails the post. Fantastic.
Garter Snakers.
The Garter Snakers.
Taking a 2-1 lead, bud.
That is a 2-1 lead right there.
I like that.
Very nice.
Weird it. Breakdown. Too bad we'll never get to hear that.
Unbelievable. What do you got? What do you got for me?
Okay, your station is 107.5 The Otter in Regina.
Oh, man. That is like a real station.
107.5 The Otter. And the track is our friend Mike Smith, Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys, used to play in a rock combo called Sandbox. Their first single was called Curious. And it's a nice riff. And it's not that long a time to vocal, but I think you can really get down to it.
Classic. I love Mike Smith.
107.5, The Otter in Regina, Sandbox Curious. Remember. Hit the post and tire up, bud.
Hey, everybody. How's your Saturday night? Mine's pretty good. It's The Otter in Regina, of course. How's your otter? My otter's all right. Here's Sandbox. You remember Curious?
Yes, bud. How's your otter? That was great. It was a mercifully short time to vocal, and you nailed her.
It is. It's a tight one, like how the first one with you was snuck in on there on you.
Man, I got demolished on All We Are.
That was sneaky. You thought that was going for an hour.
It's all tied up, bud. She's getting all tied up. Where am I going next?
Okay. Martha and the Muffins, Echo Beach.
Oh, good one.
That's a classic. And there's some Canadianity.
Yeah.
107.7, The Loon in Selkirk.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm at a little Manitoba for you.
Martha and the Muffins, Echo Beach, 107.7, The Loon in Selkirk.
Yeah, hit the post.
I'll take a 3-2 lead. Here it comes. Hey, Selkirk, how you doing? Jonathan Torrens with you on this Saturday night. You're listening to The Loon 107.7, the only station that everyone at work can agree on with a no-repeat workday. It's Martha and the Muffins, which reminds me, my mom used to make some excellent strawberry muffins. They were just things that you bit into, and the taste in your mouth was exceptional. Thanks, Mom. And thanks to you, Martha and the Muffins, for this track. It's Echo Beach on 107.7 The Loon, Selkirk's only choice for rock.
Oh, man. He nails it just like Sidney Crosby.
Oh, that was some tap dancing.
I thought you were still going to have time before the vocal, but it somehow just snuck right in there.
Well, I'm pulling it up on YouTube, and I'm watching the video. The only thing that gave me the tiniest hint was that she kind of shimmied up to the mic, so I thought I should bail. 3-2.
Okay. This is getting tight.
She's tight. But there's still time. You are at 102.4 The Raven in Sudbury.
102 for the Raven in Sudbury.
And this is one of my favorite grooves. The Sweetest Taboo by Sade.
Oh, man. Sade.
102.4 The Raven in Sudbury, Saturday night with Jeremy Taggart. It's The Sweetest Taboo by Sade. Tie it up at 3, bud.
Hitting the post. How are you tonight? Jeremy Taggart with you all night, Saturday. My favorite night of the week. Hope it's yours. Anybody remember Sade? Is it Sade or Sade? Sadie? Tell you what it is. It's pretty sexy stuff. It's the sweetest taboo. Anybody got a taboo? I got a taboo. Like my back scratched by Sade, the Raven in Sudbury.
Yeah. Oh, that was sick.
That was ridiculous.
You hit it, bud.
That was all by feel, because there's no motion going on. I was just feeling the vocal.
Well, if it's one thing you have, it's feel.
Oh, wow. 3-3, bud.
And yet we're going into our last one.
Again, it's flying by, just like last week.
Yeah, it sure is. Whew, there's a lot of pressure.
Yes. Are you ready?
This is the last one. Where am I going for the last one?
Okay, this is a classic in my family, personally. And anybody who listened to the Jay and Dan pod will enjoy this one. It's Copperhead Road by Steve Earle.
Oh, and my God. It's like an hour.
No, not necessarily. You'll feel it out. It's 101.1, The Skunk in Cornwall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Copperhead Road, 101.1, The Skunk. Whew. Coming at you.
It's a beauty.
Hey, Cornwall. Jonathan Torrens with you on this Saturday night. That was You Two, The Sweetest Thing. Now I have a musical treat coming your way. Do you have that road in town here in Cornwall that you like to just open the windows, go for a ride, let the wind blow in, blow the stink off you? I sure do. In my hometown, it was called the Dump Road. I used to drive down there, pound a couple Frosty Soldiers, and get real. This song is about a Copperhead Road by a guy named Steve Earle. You're listening to 101.1, The Skunk in Cornwall, Ontario. It's Steve. Oh, darn it!
Whoa, did he go on ya?
Yeah, he went.
Oh, you thought it was going a little longer.
Here's your opportunity, bud. You can steal this thing.
It is. It's like a shootout where I got one chance to hit the post.
I didn't hit the post. I was close. Oh. I was feeling really good about it. Maybe I got too cocky about it.
I think so. You probably thought you just had a little more time than you thought.
If I just said 101.1 The Skunk and bailed, I would have been fine.
Sometimes you can say things in a sentence where it's like, it can end and it's all right.
Well, I panicked because I'd already said Steve Earle. Yeah. And I didn't want to end on here Steve Earle again because it's redundant.
No.
Okay, this is, you're swinging for the fences with this one. And it's kind of not fair, but I have so much faith in you that you can pull it off. That's why I chose Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but the people at 92.5 The Gopher in Kamloops really wanted to hear it. Bittersweet Symphony, 92.5 The Gopher in Kamloops.
It is a great jam.
It is a great jam. Wasn't it a Stones song? Or a Stones riff?
Well, they took the string section part from a Stones song, which is basically the song, like without that string
section.
It's
the whole song. Just,
there's nothing really there. So that's why that, well, I better hit the post. I think I have some time to tell the story.
Yes, save that story.
All right.
Here's your chance to win her, bud.
Okay, I'm going to hit the post right here. Jeremy Taggart with you this Saturday night.
Slow down, bud.
It's a nice night. It's not too cold out there. A little snow coming. You know how it is here in Kamloops. Best of both worlds. Hope you got maybe a glass of wine or red or white, depending on the company that you have with you. Remember this song? classic from the Rolling Stones that was adopted again by a British band of kids. Famous manager is making a lot of money right now. The song was brought on by a string section recording that was taken right from here and put on this song. And boy, oh boy, there's an old manager who's just licking up the royalties and owning this. Verve. These guys are pretty rich. Enough to spend some money with the Rolling Stones. Hope you're having a good time. The Gopher, 925, Kamloops. Does anybody remember this video? The kids. Oh! I didn't hit the post. And you know why? Because I started losing my train of thought of what I was talking about.
It was the, shining a light on you got getting blown up.
Yeah.
That was the best part. Like going down in flames.
Yeah, I went down big time in flames. I had no, again, it was just like a black screen with the song. So I didn't have like the guy walking. That's when you have no idea and it's that song and you sent it, I was like, it's got to go around one more time.
Well, it's like 70 bars before the drums kick in, and then it's like 300 bars after the drums kick in. That's really not fair.
It's like a minute and 10.
That's too long.
No, because a couple of the ones I gave, I think Marth and the Muffins was like a minute.
You want to do like community listings or swap shop over a minute 10 time to vocal. Like you need.
But at least it's. It's hitting the post, and it's very Canadianity that we tied, and there's no point in having a tiebreaker.
I'm going to tell you something. It's really hard to do, and I'm proud of you, bud. I think you did really well.
I think so. You did the same. We got, was it 4-4 or 3-3?
Well, we had five songs. I just know in the end it was tied.
Yes. I think we got three each, maybe.
Congratulations, sure, bud. Well played. We'll play Hit the Post again in the future because the people liked it, and we sure do, too.
What a game. I love it. We definitely will at some point, but always fun. The tears were flowing in the right positions, I tell you.
Well, have you found yourself in the past week, like in the car and a song comes on the radio and you just try to hit the post?
I do, and I fail. It's tough.
Failing is almost better, though.
Because usually it's not very much. Like it's usually like the 15 seconds.
Right.
10 seconds, but sometimes you get, it's hard to say a lot in that small amount of time, but yeah.
And I guess the trick is you can also be selective, like you can say something and then let it ride for a few seconds and then hop back in, like organize your thoughts.
Yes.
Let's take a break on TNT and we'll come back with Bot of the Week. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
How's it going in America, Harold? Oh, Auntie, you won't believe it.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Jeremy. Welcome back to Taggart and Torrens, friends. Thanks so much for listening. Hey, how's your night
going? Thank you so much. My night's going great. It's a nice Saturday night. It's kind of quiet. You're in Montreal. That's a pretty loud city to be in. You're right downtown. How's it sounding? Is a party going on still around you?
Oh, I would say you could feel a change in the neighborhood when the Habs game was over and folks filed out into the street. It is a really nice city. Great restaurants.
It is.
Feels a little European, you know?
I love it.
I have no problem coming to Montreal.
I had some great times there with lots of different types of people and lots of different times.
Amen.
So let's talk about the bot of the week.
All right, who's your bot of the week?
My bot of the week is real simple. You know, it's just a friend of mine that always kind of helps me out. He doesn't even necessarily do anything spectacular, but if ever I need something, he's kind of a friend that's just there and is not afraid to, like, give me a ride somewhere or drop something by or, we'll go out and hang out together or go to the movies or just, you know, sometimes when you need like someone to drop the hat and go out and hang out with you.
What's wrong with a bud like that?
At any time, just like that kind of guy. Not the fact that like some people just don't have the time, but just it just works out well for this guy. And there's no specific reason, but my friend Brad Legg is my bot of the week.
Congratulations, Brad. You're Jeremy's bot of the week.
And I already gave Brad my shirt, which is very Canadianity of me.
Very.
So he's already got his bot of the week shirt.
We put in our order for 2 dozen more from Fundy Textile because the shirts are flying off the shelves and we burned through our first dozen pretty quickly.
I got a message on Instagram from somebody who makes buttons. So we may get some TNT buttons made up.
Buttons
for people,
would be awesome.
That's really easy to do and get to people, and we can figure that out.
We should give away sticks of dynamite that say TNT.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. And the other, we have to be honest. We talk about the Canadianity fact of this show is it's as shoestring as it gets, and when shipping comes, the costs and stuff, like, it just it doesn't take much to start adding up
to sink in our boat.
So it's, yeah. So we're actually looking into to some opportunities in terms of sponsors and things like that. So we are now that we have some wonderful numbers to back up our Canadianity and our entity, we can have something to talk about when we go to pitch these wonderful companies that would like to help us out.
And there are some companies that just make a lot of sense on the Canadianity tip. There are some natural fits. Hey, if you're listening and you have a suggestion for a company that you think might be a good sponsor for TNT, let us know about it. Love to hear it. Love to hear what your thoughts are. We certainly have ours. And we've put some feelers out to folks because really we don't want much. We want to just keep doing this podcast because we really enjoy it and we hope you do too.
So, Jonathan, who's your bot of the week?
Well, I want to tell you a little story. I've broached the subject in the past of this individual. His name is Mike Stevens. He's the best harmonica player in the world. And he plays his harmonica with his entire body. And he's had 7 hernias because of the way he plays. He's played the Grand Ole Opry stage more than 400 times. He's from Brights Grove, Ontario. Nice. And about 10 years ago, at the height of his career, I mean, this guy was in Dwight Yoakam's band. He was a real, especially in bluegrass circles, he was a real player. And he worked at a petrochemical plant in Sarnia. And then every Friday night, he'd hit the road and play bluegrass festivals on the weekend. But because the harmonica is not a traditional bluegrass instrument, some of the audience would turn their back to him when he played. So they would plant him in the crowd, Jim and Jesse, these bluegrass heavies, and say, "We're going to play the Orange Blossom Special. You know what we could really use on this is a harmonica. Does anybody here play?" Mike would hop up on stage, he'd blow the roof off the place, and they'd pass the hat for him.
Nice.
So he really overcame a lot in those musical circles to win people over as a harmonica player. And he was really at the height of his game when he met some kids in Northern Labrador, some First Nations kids who were huffing gas. He was there on a tour stop, and that event changed his life. So he decided in that moment, "I'm going to play 50% of the gigs that I used to play, and I'm going to donate 50% of the money that I make to buying harmonicas, traveling to the hardest places in Canada, and handing out harmonicas personally to kids who are going through a really hard time."
That's awesome.
He's given out more than 10,000 harmonicas. And here's the cool thing. The program's now in its second generation. He started musical instrument lending libraries where he's gotten folks to donate old instruments. That's the part I've mentioned before. He started something called artscancircle.ca. And here's the cool thing. People are now donating recording equipment, and he and other musicians travel to these communities, and they're setting up recording studios so these people who now have bands with the instruments that were donated can record their CDs. And the cool kind of sidecar to that story is that they're also using this recording technology to record the stories and traditions of the elder folks in their traditional languages that are secretly and slowly slipping away.
Wow, man. That's so, like, bod beyond bod stuff.
I can tell you with certainty he's the finest person I know. And in unbelievably Canadian fashion, when you pay him a compliment and say, "Mike, that was amazing what you did for those kids," he says, "Oh, man, it's amazing what they did for me. What I'm getting back from them is amazing." So
that's cool.
He's a really solid guy, doing unbelievably important and selfless work for little or no thanks, just because it means a lot to him. So Mike Stevens is my butt of the week. Maybe my butt of a lifetime. He's just a great guy. And I wanted Arts Can Circle to be on folks' radar because maybe you have some time. Maybe you have an old accordion. Maybe you want to make a donation. Artscancircle.ca is a place to do that.
Very nice, Jonathan.
Couple buds.
Big time.
We rounded the bases bud-wise.
We went the bod of the bods. We got a couple more questions from Twitter. This one I need to hear because I love your franglais. What would the French-Canadian coach say about the Oilers' play tonight? Can you give us a little bit of that?
And my boy Gordon, he didn't even show up to plays. We got the Ryan Nugent Hopkin, who come on the ice. He don't do shoots. He don't even pass the puck. Look. We have guys in the penalties box, don't do nothing. And then we lose 1-5. Guys, I think I slipped into Christopher Walken somewhere in the last sentence.
No, but that was good.
But the Edmonton's Oilers are in big troubles.
That's great. I love that. The 1-5.
We lost 1-5. It's the pluralization I always say that cracks me up about French Canadians when they're speaking English. I'll have one hot dogs and two ketchup. Got you're it. Asking so for directions. You take two left and then one quick right.
That is crazy stuff, and that's one of my favorite. And I know Tim Oxford, our former bot of the week and the engineer and edits and puts this fine stuff together. He appreciates your franglais more than anybody, I think. Yes, he loves it. The thing, the stick, when you mentioned the Sherwood hockey stick was...
The Sherwood pea ham peas.
That's always a classic one.
I like taking questions.
Can we take a break here, Jonathan?
Jeremy, can we please take a break? And we'll be back to wrap her up on this 28th episode of Taggart and Torrance. Don't go away.
And we're back to wrap up this wonderful episode of TNT, Jonathan.
On 88.9, the Falcon, St. John's only choice for rock. We Falcon rock. You've got to be Falcon kidding. It's 88.9. Oh,
you had those. How about that garter snake?
The garter snake in Airdrie. I want a t-shirt. Those are the t-shirts we should be making for fake rock stations.
TNT on fake rock stations. That is a great idea.
Or maybe on the back, like instead of tour dates, it just says all the stations that we played. 92.7, The Puffin, and Point Pelee.
Oh, for sure. I just like the old rock shirt with just TNT and then on the back, Canadianity Pod.
I like when folks are asking each other online, like, what is a bod?
Yeah. Yeah, even Dave Bedini. So what's a bod? And I said, well, that just means you're a city person and you don't know what a bod is.
Right.
Because you've never been out of Toronto.
Dave Bedini.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a bod. He's born a bod.
Hey, we didn't end up having time for your top five dressing room hockey psych-up jams.
That's okay. We can do that next week. I will have a full week to prepare and make them classic Canadianity get-up-and-go jams.
It's because we played a double shot of Hit the Post. It was a two-for Tuesday.
It was. It was a two-for Saturday night on the Hit the Post. That was a fun game of Hit the Post. Thanks for having a good Saturday night with me, Jonathan.
Thank you. I think in future when we play Hit the Post, we should maybe drill down on categories. I don't know. Well, I was going to say like we should do the hip-hop Hit the Post or the 70s Hit the Post, but the variety is kind of what makes it sing.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, without like Sade in the middle of that, and I mean, we obviously know that TLC having that in there made a difference for the Hit the Post. That was ridiculous.
I'll never forget. You saying, oh, dear.
Yeah, I don't even want to go back there, but it was pretty funny.
Good chatting, bot.
Good stuff. I'll talk to you next week, Jonathan.
Have a great week, and thanks to all of you for listening.
Your mouth to God's ear. Come back, will you?